healing mantras and positive vibrations. This is what I'm thinking about today whilst I walk in the woods. That lovely sound right there was just a waterfall. A lot of people here today, so I'm trying to do this little recording over here in this alcove. Very nice area. There's some ducks in a body of water. Light sounds of kind of a waterfall type of thing in the background. Perhaps you can hear that. It's a great day over here by me. It's in the 70s, believe it or not. I don't know how great that is to be oscillating in the same month between 20 degrees and 70 degrees, but nevertheless, it's 70 plus degrees over here for me. Great day to be alive. Hope it is for you too. And I want to talk about healing mantras and positive vibrations. Important topic, something that is possibly not discussed too much in this racialist realm, and something I think we could all use the benefit of this type of boost or booster, as opposed to the Zio booster that they're promoting to people, especially children. Of course, those of us who know that has nothing to do with health, and if anything, that's a negative vibration. And all those mantras we had at the beginning of Oyed AI, flatten the curve, we're in this together, keep distance, social distancing, whatever sludge mantra they wanted us to say. So, of course, there's more than just positive mantras, but for today we're going to talk about positive mantras. And these can be utilized regardless of where you're at in your life, whatever your goals may be. These are some that I personally utilize myself and also share with clients when I'm working with them. So I just want to take the time out today to share some of these mantras that could be healing and of positive vibration. And you could say these every single day. You can say them when you're having a foul moment. You could say them when you first wake up in the morning, when you're going to bed in the evening. It can be said at any time that you want to kind of create that boost and get those good vibes going. So here are some mantras that I personally utilize myself. One is, I am happy, healthy, and whole. This is a great one, especially since it's so easy to feel so fractured in this Zio sludge clown world. I am happy, healthy, and whole. And that could also be holy if you wanted it. Kind of reminds me of that Kundalini mantra of happy, healthy, and holy. So this is a good one to say, I am happy, healthy, and whole, even if you're feeling fragmented, fractured, disassociated, disembodied. You can create your reality with your mantras. Another one that's pretty good is, I have worth and my life has purpose. Oftentimes people feel purposeless or worthless, and it's pretty easy to feel that way in this society because there's not really a lot out there for us. There's actually nothing really out there for us, especially nowadays in the adverts. We don't have any representation in the adverts. It's all just majorities and mixed race people for the most part. So that's another one. I have worth and my life has purpose. Another one I like to utilize, I am healing. You tell yourself this when you have an ailment that you're dealing with. You're in the process of healing. Even if you don't feel that way, you want to create that vibration by utilizing the mantra, I am healing. So you're telling yourself, you know, my scar is healing, my colon is healing, my eyesight is healing, whatever it may be, my womb is healing, I am healing. Another one I like to utilize is, God loves me. And this can mean many things for many different people. If you believe that you're God, like a lot of us, you know, SS people do, that's pretty groovy. So it could be, when you say God loves me, you're actually saying I love you to yourself, which is a very nice positive mantra. We have so much lack of love, I think, especially with our race. There's a lot of self-loathing and a lot of self-hatred, lots of addiction and stuff like that. Oftentimes they say one of the metaphysical or emotional meanings of addiction is lack of self-love, as sad as that is. So you could utilize this mantra, God loves me, or I am God. That's a good one too. I've also mentioned on prior shows another one that I like, God and me and God are one. You can utilize that one as well. And the final one that I just heard about before recording this little piece, I was listening to something else, and you can say whatever you want after this first word or two first words, but that is, I expand. It's the notion of having expansive, panoramic energy. It's the opposite of the scarcity mentality that they all want us to have. You got to do this by this whole Zio idea of a timeline, which is so young and Talmudic and patriarchal, and those are none of those are good things. The patriarchal thing is not misandrist in any way. It's not anti-man. It's that dominator style culture that tabulates and puts everything into like a box. So when you expand, you do things panoramically, authentically, with abundance. So you can say, I expand. You could be for anything, your health, money, relationships, a new house, etc. You can utilize it however you see fancy and fit for yourself. So those are just some groovy healing mantras and positive vibrations that you can utilize on your journey as a human. Remember, health and healing and all this stuff, it's not just about eating good food, making good food, taking walks in nature, you know, doing yoga, having sex. It sometimes takes a bit more. You have to create your own reality with your own positive thoughts or negative thoughts. It could go either which way. It's your choice at the end of the day. So that's all for today.